CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, time to get up.
Oh.
Come on now, the alarm went off 5 minutes ago and I've let you sleep an extra 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going down to get your breakfast. If you don't get up now, you'll fall asleep again, and then you'll be rushing around, probably late to work.
Yeah, I'm getting right up.
Well, you're not at all. You're just burrowing in deeper under the covers.
Oh, no.
Oh, honey, I'm just not going to keep on going through this every single morning. Now, if Mr. Cranshaw insists on you getting to work at the crack of dawn, then he'd better get his efficiency expert to work out some efficient way of getting you out of bed.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
You know, we all get up early around here because of you.
Oh.
And you're the one who has to be hauled out of bed. I practically have to feed you your breakfast because you can't stay awake, and then I have to put your hat and coat on and propel you out to the car. I mean, it's like having another baby to take care of.
Yes, I know, I guess so. Well, I'm sorry, but I tell you, I just cannot get in the habit of getting up too early. Every morning it's just agony all over again.
Yes, I know, darling. I'm terrible. We're awake, Aunt Effie.
Oh.
In fact, I'm just going down to start. Oh, Betsy.
Aunt Effie.
Thought it was Aunt Effie.
Good morning. Good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, Daddy. Mommy, where's Aunt Effie?
Look at your daughter. Here she is, all dressed even, setting you a good example. Lolling in bed. What do you mean, where's Aunt Effie? She isn't in her room. I suppose she's down starting breakfast.
No, she isn't. I've looked all over the house and she isn't anywhere.
She isn't anywhere? What do you mean she isn't anywhere? Well, that's funny. For heaven's sake, where could she be?
New Year's resolutions from the CBS Radio Network. Resolved to continue to earn your ears in 1960 with the different sound of its programming. To keep you engrossed by new developments in our winning 7 daytime serials, The Romance of Helen Trent, The Second Mrs. Burton, Whispering Streets, our own Couple Next Door, Young Dr. Malone, Ma Perkins, and The Right to Happiness. To provide smiles and surprises with such delightful daytime personalities as Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore, Art Linkletter, and the comedy cast of Funny Side Up. To keep America ever better informed with the uncompromising quality and timeliness of CBS News and its legions of special events. To spread joy evenings with Comedy Time, starring such towering personalities as Bob and Ray, Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, and Amos and Andy. To present the great music of the Philharmonic, Cleveland Orchestra, and the Metropolitan Opera. To continue CBS Radio's leadership in news, public affairs, and entertainment throughout 1960 and for many a new year to come.
Now, for Pete's sake, eat your breakfast. Stop worrying.
Well, I don't understand it at all. Where could Aunt Effie be?
I went in the room to have her button my dress up the back and tie my shirt, but she wasn't in there. So I came downstairs, and she wasn't in the kitchen either.
Uh-huh.
Then I looked in the living room, and she wasn't there either.
Uh-huh.
Then I came up and told you.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought maybe she was taking a bath, but she wasn't in the other bathroom either. And then I came downstairs, and I looked everywhere, even in the basement.
Did you look under my desk in the den?
Why would she be under your desk?
Oh, I am just joking. You said you'd looked everywhere, so
I don't think this is funny at all. I am worried.
Look, we're having a party tomorrow night. Maybe Aunt Effie went shopping for groceries.
At 6 a.m? Anyhow, I looked in the garage, and both cars are there. How could she go anywhere without a car? There's no bus service out here. If she called a cab, wouldn't we have heard it?
I don't know. I'm not going to worry about it. What I think is she went out for an early morning walk. You know how she loves to get up early. She loves to walk in the fresh snow.
Yes, that's true. I never thought of that.
Such an alarmist, honey. When nothing happens right away, you always imagine the worst possible things.
Look, Aunt Effie was here last night. We were all in bed by 10:30. In fact, she went to bed much earlier.
Well, there, you see. She got plenty of sleep and got up early and went for a walk. Doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to figure that out.
Betsy, come back to the table and finish your breakfast. What are you doing, dear?
Looking for Aunt Effie's footprints in the snow, but there aren't any. The snow is old-fashioned smooth.
Oh, no tracks in the snow? That is funny. Hey, maybe I better put on my coat and have a look around outside. Well, Betsy was right. No tracks in the snow anywhere outside the house. I walked all around.
Well, I just don't know what to think.
As a matter of fact, I don't either.
Maybe she went for a walk during the night and lost her way and fell into the lake and was drowned.
Oh, fell into the lake and was drowned. No, dear, of course she didn't do anything like that. Besides, the lake is frozen over.
Well, it isn't frozen solid. I mean, it's pretty thin ice. Matter of fact, I took a look down there.
Did you? Well, Aunt Effie wouldn't take a walk during the night. You know how she hates to be out after dark, anyhow.
Maybe somebody got in the house last night and kidnapped.
Oh, no. I don't think Aunt Effie's been kidnapped.
No, don't worry, honey. I'm sure Aunt Effie just went out for a walk and then it snowed and covered up her tracks. Run along, Betsy, dear, and I'll finish your breakfast.
I wonder when it did stop snowing.
Well, it was snowing very hard when we went to bed.
So if she left last night after we went to bed, there wouldn't be any footprints by this time anyhow.
If she left, well, where would she go?
Well, God, I don't know. I do know I got to get going myself. Here, look at the time.
What'll I do?
Do about what?
Oh, about Aunt Effie.
Well, I don't see there's anything you can do. I mean, just wait until she shows up, I guess.
Well, I am worried.
Look, I grant you it's strange and rather a puzzle, but I can't see that it's anything to really worry about.
You don't?
No, I mean, it'd be some simple explanation, like she suddenly decided to go home and we were asleep and she didn't want to wake us and she didn't have time to write a note because she had to rush to catch the midnight bus, probably called a taxi, and we didn't hear it.
And Effie wouldn't go out at night alone like that. She'd even be scared of a cab driver. You know how she is. She wouldn't go out unless she were desperate.
What do you mean, desperate?
You haven't noticed how depressed she's been all through Christmas? You haven't noticed how she hardly mentioned Mr. Whittaker's name and that when I did, she just ignored it?
Oh, look, we met the guy in Europe. She only knew him 6 weeks at the most.
He was very attentive to her. She had plenty of reason to expect to at least hear from him when we got back. They have mail service in Montana. He could mail a letter from there, you know.
Well, he wrote to her, didn't he?
Two measly letters since we'd been back. Oh, she's pretended there'd been more. I know she's been just sick about it. Oh, gee, honestly, men make me so mad. I know she felt that at last she had some romance in her life. I know she really loved him. You know, he seemed to.
Well, all right. Well, what do you think she's...
I don't know. Just that women who are disappointed in love get desperate.
Well, I don't think Aunt Effie's the type to jump off a cliff. I mean...
Who is the type?
Well, I mean, why would she do anything like... Look, get on the phone and call Dodge Center. See if Aunt Effie is showing up there or if Aunt Martha or Mother
all
knows
right,
where she
all
might
right,
be.
All
now,
right.
Go on.
Yes, well, we'll certainly call you, Aunt Martha, as soon as we know anything. I know. Well, you mustn't feel that way now, Aunt Martha. You've always been a wonderful sister to her, always.
Jolly.
Yes. All right, Aunt Martha. Goodbye. Well, she has no idea where Aunt Effie might be. She knows she's not at your mother's because Aunt Martha was just over there to borrow some eggs.
Look, I didn't think Aunt Effie seemed so depressed yesterday. She was laughing, seemed in good spirits.
No, she was covering up. I just feel it's all my fault. I should have spent more time with her, talking to her. Maybe, we should have taken her places to get her mind off.
Yeah, then I barked at her the other day for something. Oh, emptying the ashtray before I even finished my cigarette.
Yes, and I snapped at her, too, for something trivial. I forget what she did. Oh, yes. You know how she always hums along with the music when you're trying to hear it? You know, la, 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 la. You know how she does.
Yeah.
Well, it is annoying, but I didn't have to snap at her. Oh, really, I just feel dreadful. Sometimes I think we should look at people we love and say to ourselves every day, what would I do without you? And then maybe we'd remember to be nicer.
Yeah, it's not pleasant to feel remorseful to think of the things you might have done and said.
No. Well, you better go to work, dear. You're late now.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'll call you right away, if I hear anything.
Yeah, all right. Look, if she hasn't turned up by tonight, I guess we'd better call the police.
Yeah.
Mommy, looks like the Western Union men coming up the driveway.
Western Union?
Hey, maybe it's a telegram from Aunt Effie. Come on.
Oh, brother, this miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of cold infection, but circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated, 3-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain, an exclusive anti-allergen to help keep breathing passages dry and clear, pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever. Vitamin C, to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan decongestant tablets.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, that's what the telegram says. Married today. Flying Mexico City. Honeymoon. Phone New Year's Eve. Effie and Alvin Whitaker. And Effie has eloped. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? What's the matter with you?
Well, how could Aunt Effie do this to me? I thought if she ever did marry him, we'd plan such a nice wedding right here in front of the fireplace and have a lovely reception.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I thought she was depressed and unhappy and said she's been making all these plans behind my back when she knew that I was planning on having her. Aunt Effie
never wanted to get married like that. You know that. She's always said she thought it was more romantic to elope. After all, whose marriage is it, huh?
Yes, I guess so. Why, that Dickens. How did she manage it?
Well, the telegram's from Chicago. She apparently caught the 11:30 plane last night and met him there, got married this morning.
Honestly, imagine her sneaking out of the house last night, down the stairs, creeping down
the stairs. Probably called a taxi and told him to wait up by the main road, by the mailbox. Well, you said it would be something desperate to get her out of the house alone at night.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. I don't know what she means, though. I phone New Year's Eve. How can we phone her if we don't know where she is in Mexico City?
No. It means she will phone us.
Oh.
You know, Aunt Effie's exactly 10 words in the telegram. She's not going to use any more.
Yeah.
Goodness, Aunt Effie married. Well, not a word out of you, young lady. Aren't you surprised?
Ben? No, I knew it.
What do you mean? You knew it?
You knew she was going to?
Uh-huh. She told me, and she said, now you keep it a secret, and I did, didn't I? And Effie told me just what to do, and not to say a word until you got the telegram. Wasn't I good?
But, Betsy, when you saw how frantically worried we were, why didn't you...
Betsy promised to keep a secret, and she did keep it, which is a wonderful thing to learn. You did very well.
Won't we ever see her anymore?
Oh, honey, of course we'll see her. I mean, they'll visit us, and we'll take a trip to Montana. Mommy and Daddy and you and Bobby will just pile in the car and stop at Yellowstone and Glacier, maybe on to California, see Disneyland.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy,
you started something now. You're going to be sorry.
Let's go on my vacation, could you, Daddy? Could we?
No. But Pete's sake, Daddy only mentioned it. Now, we'll see.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch.